Welcome to the studio. Two quarters of the Guillemots. Five from Greg. How are you doing?
Yes, good. Hello. Thank you.
Good. How is this, the first visit to Oxford this year, the second, the third, the how many times you've been dipping in?
First.
Well, Greg
first.
Lives here, so.
You live here?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is this a bit of a home date for you?
A homecoming gig, yes.
Whereabouts, if someone, say, wanted to stalk you in the city, might you be living?
Abingdon. Sunny
okay.
Abingdon.
So does that mean you're going back?
He was tortured about it.
He
moved to the suburbs a few years ago. He's like, he used to live in the centre. He's like, I've got to move to the suburbs now. It's not good.
It's the end. You've been to Brazil. You're going to Istanbul. Who are the maddest Guillemots fans? Are they the British fans or is it somewhere else?
I think they go beyond country, really.
Yeah.
Everyone's a bit mad.
Fans were really up for it. You know, really energetic. And yeah. As I said, we had our first stage invasion ever, so.
That's exciting.
And they all knew all the words, even the new album. They're singing along to every song.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, like, from April, that gives you quite a lot of time if you're an obsessive fan to go away and learn
them. It was
impressive
in Brazil, though, because the record's not even out there, I don't think.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, it's lovely.
So the new album, two tracks you're playing for us acoustically, do you have individual favourites when you write and you stick the album on? Are there ones that you're campaigning that have got to go on that disc?
We don't intend to stick the album on much. For,
No. But, when you make the album and you're putting stuff onto it...
Yeah, but it's favourites for different reasons, and they change depending on your mood. I mean, there's a long 9-minute track called Sometimes I Remember Wrong on the record, which is one that I'm really proud of. I just like it as a... I think the biggest thing you've got to try and do, or I think you've got to try and do when you're writing, is capture a feeling. And so that's, for me, when we're making records, and playing live too, but especially making records, it's all about doing anything that is going to convey that feeling, which can be sometimes in the tiniest details... And I think that one I feel like it gets the feeling right on.
Okay.
But there's a sort of Vermilion, one of the songs we're going to play today, like, although it's a bit different the way we're playing it. Just as a kind of song, that's probably the one I'm proudest of on the record, yeah.
And what about you, Greg? Does it differ between band members? Do you have different favourites?
Yes. Sometimes I remember wrong and along.
The one with all the drumming on.
The 9-minute one I do like, but then I think Dancing Devil Shoes is my favourite on the album.
Okay. And I wanted to ask you about Fife solo stuff, because obviously people go off and do things, but when he did, and then She's Always a Woman got picked up on the John Lewis ad, was there a point ever where you thought, oh my God, he might not come back? Or did you always think Guillemots are going to be back for another album?
And I think you can never say never, but it's just you have to go with the flow, really, because people want to do stuff, you have to go over it and stuff. And I quite enjoy the time off, and... We're doing about 3 months off, really, that was
but
all.
That's the thing, you see. It's so funny we keep getting asked that. Yeah. Like, by the time that my record was out, we'd been writing together for about a year.
Okay.
Like, we had about 3 months off at the start of 2009. It was so funny, I kept getting asked, like, what's it like being back with the band? It's like, we've been back for 2 years. Like, we've just been writing and recording. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's never something that you're going to kind of... spin off and do alone? Or
I'll do loads of stuff on my own, yeah. But I'm never gonna... I can't see any reason why. We all know that we have something that we could never replicate with other people in this band. It's like a certain chef that makes a dish that no one else can, you know. Like
I know what you mean.
I can't see any reason why we'd stop doing this, because it's so much greater than the sum of the four of us, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Also, from day one, it was never going to be one of these bands like REMU 2. Like, we're always like, everyone's from different parts of the world and different musical taste, so they all like doing even just their own projects and stuff, you know? So it's always that, and it's healthy, I think, just to release, you know, just to pin down in one thing, and he's like,
yeah.
Get out of here, you know.